Welcome to the Vanderbilt University Center for Teaching podcast, part of the center's efforts to cultivate dialogue about university teaching and learning among faculty, students, and staff. I'm your host, Rhett McDaniel, educational technologist here at the center. The CFT is producing a special series of podcasts highlighting student projects across a variety of disciplines. In this episode, CFT Director Derek Bruff attends a poster session where he talks with Nia Washington about her internship with the Pediatric Trauma Injury Prevention Program at the Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, where she worked on an anti-texting while driving campaign at two area high schools, where she then judged how well each implemented and expanded the campaign in their schools to spread awareness about the risks associated with distracted driving. We join Derek now on the floor of the poster session.
So first of all, what's your name and your major?
Nia Washington. I am a double major in HOD, the Health and Human Services track, and Medicine, Health, and Society.
Okay, great. And can you tell me just a little bit about your internship project?
I was an intern at the Pediatric Trauma Injury Prevention Program at the Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital. And there I worked on a campaign, an anti-texting while driving campaign in two area high schools. And the research project really judged how well the two schools took the campaign and expanded it within their schools to spread awareness about distracted driving and the risks behind that.
I'm curious, what led you to that internship?
So I'm a health major, and also in my high school we've had a lot of accidents with motor vehicles involving drinking, distracted driving. So hearing about this internship really hit home because of the community aspect of it. But then once I applied for the internship and got to know more about what we were doing specifically, you know, working within the community in these campaigns, I was so interested because in high school I worked as the president of our SAD chapter, so Students Against Destructive Driving, or you know, destructive decisions, really, there was a strong connection there.
Yeah. How would you assess your impact and what you were able to contribute through this project?
Definitely through my senior project, which were the campaign guides, because it allows the project to sustain itself and expand itself. Because as we're working with two schools now, we receive more funding, and we can use these same campaign guides in three other schools during this next year. But then we can expand it into just more schools because it's something that can be used in any high school. It's able to be used by anyone who's willing to implement the campaign. So we're really hoping to see it spread across Tennessee and hopefully across the nation.
Yeah, and I got to hear your presentation. You did your internship last year, right?
Yes. Last
and so you were that was a lot of the development work, and so you were able to see at least a little bit of what happened this year as the campaigns were implemented in those
yes.
two schools.
Yes,
which is
definitely.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah, it was. It was so exciting to see because I was able to see how the schools use the campaigns, but then also get a lot of feedback on if the campaigns they had too much inside, because it's really a guide saying these are the things you can do for your campaign, activities involved and collecting data and everything, and really outline that. And we got some feedback that it was just a lot of information.
Yeah.
So schools were like, I used it, but it was a lot. So that's good. So now we can edit it. We can cut
sure.
it down some for the next round.
Sure. What ways, if any, did this experience draw on your other coursework or learning opportunities here at Vanderbilt?
Mm-hmm. First of all, just drawing on specifically HOD 1700, which is systematic inquiry. It's a course looking at, how do we research and how do we judge research that we see. And using that, because developing the campaigns, I did a lot of best practice. So looking at other campaigns or other initiatives like Battle of the Belts or driving campaigns that other car insurance foundations are like funding, and being able to look at that and see what worked, what didn't work, and actually the value of the research behind it was really helpful. And then also a lot of design skills actually to design the campaigns. I did not know that was going to be involved, so I think I had an intro to design that I used those skills to kind of.
What course was that, or what department was that taught in?
I don't remember. It was one my freshman year.
Yeah.
And it was just intro to marketing might have been.
Okay.
It was great. So I've used that and some other courses to really just build upon the research and upon the materials that I was creating during this internship. So that was very helpful.
Yeah. I'm wondering also what was helpful in terms of support or feedback or mentoring that you received while you were in the internship?
So with my supervisor, we had a great relationship, but also she, you know, knowing that this is my HOD internship and I'm here, you know, through Peabody and not necessarily, you know, just on my own doing an internship, she really set up resources within the hospital. So she allowed me to visit with other department heads, to speak with them in informal interviews, and just really connect with a lot of people within the hospital who could help out or who I could talk to. And that was really helpful, especially in, you know, trying to decide my career path, because it allowed me to see the administrative side, but then also, you know, surgical, because I was really interested in medicine. And so that was extremely helpful, and everyone was so nice, and just the networking abilities that I've gained through this internship were the probably most valuable that I could have gained.
Yeah, I'm also thinking that as you enter this kind of particular professional world, right, there's a lot of new aspects of it to discover. And so meeting people and seeing the different ways that people operate and work and contribute to that world, I think must be helpful.
It is. It's really helpful. And another thing that's really helpful about it is that, you know, it calms your nerves, because anytime you're going to network or you're, you know, connecting with, you know, professionals in the field beyond just, you know, Vanderbilt.
One last question.
Yes.
What do you think you've learned from this process that you'll carry with you in future endeavors?
Overall, you know, my learning experience, just the knowledge about how to be a professional in this field, how to set yourself apart by going the extra mile, is something that I think having, you know, pairing the internship with school work and, you know, the course material has, you know, helped me do, because, you know, as you're working on this project, you're also working with the internship to, you know, really have something sustainable and valuable for them. And so just the learning processes, you just have to get out there and do it and, you know, try your best.
So what's next for you?
I'm actually going back to the injury prevention program. So expanding this program to see it in these next three schools over the school year. So I'm going to have a big part of that in expanding the program into these other counties and seeing how they, you know, use my campaign guides.
I always love the chance to kind of do a second or third iteration of something, because it feels like you can accomplish a lot more. So I hope you have that experience as well.
Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for talking with me.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Vanderbilt University Center for Teaching podcast. You can view the show notes as well as leave comments or questions about this episode by visiting cft.vanderbilt.edu/blog/podcasts. If you'd like to share your thoughts, we encourage you to stop by our website and join the discussion. Vanderbilt instructors are also welcome to call the Center for Teaching at 322-7290 to arrange a meeting with a CFT consultant to talk about ways you can incorporate student projects in your class. Thanks again for listening. I've been your host, Rhett McDaniel.